blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 11, stanzas 1 through 4. O Jehovah, hear my words. To my thoughts attentive be. Hear my cry, my King, my God. I will make my prayer to thee. 1 through 4 of Psalter 11.
We wish to read out of God's holy and precious word from the Gospel according to Luke, thereof chapter 18. But first, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Luke 18, the first 17 verses. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him, and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty, all-knowing, God of heaven, God of the earth, of the whole universe, who does all things according to thy own counsel and will, all decreed from a great and never begun eternity, when thou didst exist and none else, and thou hast brought this world into existence in all things for thy glory and for thy honor. We have turned it all so upside down, and thou hast punished and continues to punish, as thou didst say, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And now, Lord, we travel together to meet thee, each one of us with a soul, and that is not never dying, with a soul that has to stand at thy judgment seat. And the callings are all around us, day after day, both young and old, so that everyone does hear that voice that is saying unto us that we are but pilgrims upon this world, that we have here no continuing city. O Lord, we do not hear it. We have no heart to receive it. Our ears are closed. Our eyes are closed. Oh, we are, as it were, in a deep sleep. Oh, we need to be awakened. And we need to be born again. We need life given unto our souls. And that, Lord, only can come from thee. For we are dead in sins and in trespasses by nature. Oh, send then thy Spirit. Could it be in this thy holy day, wherein we gather round thy word of truth again, one no longer with us. Oh, he has come so many times, Sabbath after Sabbath day, to thy house of prayer. And no more, O Lord, care for all those that mourn, and that thou may give us all to gather instruction, for our day is coming. Oh, it will be a last day that we will hear the word of truth, the law, and the gospel. Oh, there will be a last time, and that it is coming unto our ears, and we do not know that time. It can be in our youth, a boy, a young man. O Lord, he is to be brought home in this day. We may acknowledge thee for all thy sparing mercies over him. But oh, look thou upon the children and our youth. Oh, give to them also understanding hearts, for our life can be cut off in but a moment's time. Truly there is but a step between us and death, as he is experienced already in his young life. O Lord, wilt thou bless and sanctify this calling unto him, unto each and every one of us. Remember the grandmother in the hospital. O Lord, thou knowest how serious that her case is. Oh, then she is also but a step away for any moment. Then it can be that her life is coming suddenly to an end. O Lord, thou knowest her case. Thou knowest her body. Thou knowest the need of her soul. Oh, that thou wouldst prepare her, Lord, when the physicians also come to an end of what they are able to do for her, and when her case is so very serious. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee for her in her old age, that thou wouldest prepare her soul to meet thee. For she also must die. Oh, that calling is coming unto her in such a serious way. Oh, we beseech thee, Lord, that thou wouldest reveal thyself unto her soul, or that thou wouldest visit her in the hospital where that she is, that thou wouldest be mindful of her need, the need of her body, and the need of her poor soul traveling to meet thee. Oh, we cannot meet thee as we have been born. And we cannot die as we have been born. And we need to be converted. And we need to be born again, thou sayest it, Lord. Oh, can we give ourselves, Lord, a new birth? That is all from thee. It is all the fruit of thy Holy Spirit. Oh, we beseech thee, Lord, for her, for others that are old, for young and old together, that we may receive of that Spirit in this day. Oh, that thou wouldest send him forth. Thou dost say that we may draw nigh unto thee, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Thou dost not only invite us to do so, thou dost command us to do so, to lay all of our needs, our wants, and our cares before thee. But thou acceptest not every petition, for there is prayer also that is not acceptable. O Lord, we have heard it out of thy holy word. O man, O by nature, just a little better than everyone else. O Lord, thou dost make it just the opposite. Oh, thou dost make it worse than everyone else. Thou didst it unto a Saul of Tarsus. He was also just a little better. But he said afterwards, I am the chief of sinners. Oh Lord, we need that same powerful work to change the opinion of our own selves, that we might not only profess it with our hypocritical mouths, but that we might know it for truth in our hearts, that we may be given truly to smite upon our wicked breast, to cry out, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner, that we might be made needy, and that thou wouldest hear the needy when they cry. Lord, care for them where they are in the midst of us also. For thou knowest where thy own work is, the Spirit's work, and what it does unto a man to humble him before thee. O Lord, then everything can seem so wretched, wretchedly hopeless, wretchedly miserable. Oh, that thou wouldst care for them where that they are. Oh, that thou wouldest deliver them from themselves, that thou wouldest open unto them the way, thee who dost say, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. O Lord, draw sinners unto thyself, bring them even as little children, as thou hast said, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Oh, make us all together as a little child, that we may come in all our simplicity, in all of our ignorance, in dependence, that we may come just to thy footstool, that we might believe thy holy word, our own sinfulness, but also thy own willingness to receive sinners unto thyself, that we may be given to receive it as it is stated in thy word of truth. Bring it in the heart of the needy. Bring it in the heart of the destitute. Bring it in the heart of the despondent, those that despair of life and of self and of their own righteousness. Open unto them the blessedness, O Lord, of him in whom thou art so well pleased. Oh, that thou wouldest show them as thou didst show it unto the bride. Oh, that she may also declare the beauty of the bridegroom, and that she might say, he is altogether lovely, the chiefest among 10,000. Oh, that thou may give such a sight in the hearts of the poor and of the needy in the midst of us. Oh, could it be also in this very afternoon hour, care for all the needy ones. Remember those that mourn. Remember those that suffer serious diseases, those that are under doctor's care. Or remember all those that are at war in this world, where there is poverty, where there is disease, where there are earthquakes, where there are great losses, where the devil goes about as a roaring lion, but also where the devil goes about as an angel of light. Oh, bring the light of thy word of truth to the heathen nations in this world, also to our own mission field. Oh, Lord, care for those of our number that are there from week unto week, and thou knowest the struggles that are there. Oh, we beseech thee, Lord, for thy upholding hand, and that thou may give what is necessary to continue in that work. Oh, then it needs to be strength for the day, every day again to look up unto him who has brought them there. Oh, Lord, give a little encouragement in the work. And oh, could it be a blessing from on high. Wilt thou care for all those that bring thy word? Also thy servant who has now come to this side of the ocean and who hopes soon to be installed in his new congregation. O Lord, we beseech thee for him in the language of this land. Oh, that thou may give him a blessed place in his new congregation. Oh, that congregation and minister may be joined together in a blessed unity, and that they may thrive together. Oh, that thou wouldest be there with thy spirit in a rich measure, and that thou may give him to know that the God that was on the other side of the ocean is the same God on this side of the ocean. And that, Lord, thou dost work with might and with power in the hearts of sinners. Use him as a tool in the midst of our community here in southern Alberta. Remember our the portion of our congregation in Calgary. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee also for them. Ah, that thou may give an increase, not only in their numbers, but could it be in the instruction of thy spirit, or that they may also come under the instruction of that great prophet, or that they may grow in that grace that is necessary for the chiefest of the sinners. Lord, look upon all that labor there from Sabbath unto Sabbath day, and the schools wherein there is no opening at this time. Lord, give our teachers and principals rest, but oh, do provide for them also in the midst of the denomination and also here, for thou knowest our great need. Lord, our children need those who may stand before them and instruct them in thy truth, and who may guide them in the way. Oh, that thou may provide for us, and that thou mayest not forsake us after so many years that thou hast been amongst us. Lord, remember us in this afternoon. Help us to bring a little portion of thy word. Oh, Lord, give to us ability. Give to us a little of thy gifts, the gift of thy Holy Spirit. Oh, give a little understanding in the midst of us, that there may be a little union, that there may be a little communion, and may it be not only with one another, but may it be with thee and by thee, and for thee and unto thee, forgiving all our many sins for Jesus' sake. Amen.
While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 159, stanzas 1 through 4. O God, regard my humble plea. I cannot be so far from thee. But thou wilt hear my cry. When I by trouble am distressed, then lead me on the rock to rest, that higher is than I. All the stanzas of Psalter 159.